The LTSE wants to give entrepreneurs stability and smaller investors more of the upside. It aims for listing requirements that will encourage long-term thinking. One idea is to give longer-term shareholders more voting power. Instead of charging for transactions or data, as most stock exchanges do, though some offer rebates, it will charge for add-ons that appeal to startups, says Mr. Rees, such as software enabling them to track which shareholders are tourists moving in and out, and which are citizens of the Republic. He is cagey about specifics for fear of derailing negotiations with the SEC, which must approve them before the LTSE's launch later this year or early next. Within the limits set by the regulator and the LTSE's philosophy, he says, companies should have maximum discretion in how they reward investors' loyalty. The biggest difficulty, says Joseph Grundfest, a former SEC commissioner now at Stanford University, will be finding the right mix of listing requirements, a sweet spot where firms' desire for stability meets investors' desire for attractive returns. Some see the LTSE as a disguised ploy to entrench the power of founders, early investors, and ultimately the Silicon Valley elite who would like to take over public markets. But if it becomes attractive, established bourses such as the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ are likely to launch panels of firms that sign up to similar listing requirements while continuing to be traded on these exchanges. Indeed, instead of fighting the newcomer, incumbent exchanges should be rooting for it. Since a peak in 1996, the number of publicly traded companies in America has fallen by nearly half. The experience of Uber and Lyft, a smaller competitor whose share price has fallen by even more since it floated in March, will have done nothing to make IPOs more appealing. Rather, it is likely to speed up efforts underway in both Silicon Valley and New York to avoid IPOs altogether. Listings these days mostly happen to enable early investors and employees with stock options to cash out. But financial whiz kids are already working on a fair, transparent way to value the shares of fast-growing private companies without taking them public. How about calling it no IPO?